Good morning, everyone. This morning's class is dedicated in loving memory of Eliyahu ben Leah by Musa Bildrichi and family. Tehi nishmato serura b'tzror ha-chayim. Amen. The Gemara in Masechet Berachot Adaf Yod Amud Bet has the following statement. Ve'amar b'yoseh b'rabi Hanina mishum rabi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Al ya'amod adam b'makom gavoha v'yitpalel. A person should not stand in a high place in order to pray. Ela, rather, b'makom namuch v'yitpalel. It's significant that you should be standing in a low place. That's an interesting and significant two sides. Not only not in a high place, but furthermore in a low place, it appears. Shene emar, as Pasuk says, mima ma'akim kerati'cha Adonai. The Pasuk says that I've called out to you, God, from the mama'akim, amok, from the depths, from the low place. Tanyana mehache, says the Gemara, we have a beraita which accords with this. Lo ya'amod adam lo al kiseh, lo al gabe sherafraf, velo b'makom gavoa b'yitpalel. A person should not stand on a seat, on a bench, on a bed, in order to pray. Ela, rather, b'makom namuch v'yitpalel. Rather, you should be in a low place as you pray. Lefi, the reason is, she'en gavhut lifnei hamakom, there's no high stature in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'ne'emar, mima ma'akim kiratich Adonai, uchtiv, we envision ourselves, understand ourselves as poor people, destitute individuals as we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the statement there in the Gemara in Masechet Berachot. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Sadi copies this, interestingly, leaving out parts of it. Hamitpalel lo ya'amod lo al gabe mita, v'lo al gabe kiseh, he writes, v'lo al gabe safsal. A person shouldn't be standing on those high platforms. V'lo al gabe makom gavua. Ela im ken, there are circumstances where it's okay to stand on the higher place. Hayazaken. If it's a sick individual who moving off would be difficult, a person who's sick, who's old, similarly so. If the purpose is so that others hear you, Shulchan Aruch leaves out that you should be in a low place. That's significant. Mishnah Berurah, in fact, quotes from Magen Abraham, however, following the Lashon of the Gemara, that you're not in a high place, but you're rather in a low place. He writes, V'yesh Aharonim, excuse me, Katav HaMagen Abraham, She'achshav nehagu she'hamakom she'ashaliach tzibur omed alav, hu amok mishar bet ha'keneset. Magen Abraham mentions that the minhag, apparently several hundred years ago in Poland and other Eastern European areas, was that the hazan would descend. He'd be praying from a lower place. Was this the prevalent custom in even the Ashkenazic world? It appears not that way. In the book Shulchan HaTahor, he writes, Lo ra'iti ze ha'inyan b'shum bet ha'kneset shel kadmonim. I never saw this in the earlier synagogue, Shie Makom Shel HaShaliach Tzibur Amok. I never saw that, the lower place. This book, Shulchan HaTahor, like was that. Written. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. He writes, V'chach ra'iti b'bet ha'kneset shel gedolei olam, Maran ha'rama, Masat Binyamin, Bet ha'kneset ha'yeshana, Maran ha'eloki, Rabbeinu Yisrael Baal Shem Tob, V'let dehash leze kelal. He writes very clearly that the prevalent custom, at least in many of these, even Eastern European synagogues, was that the hazan did not go down. Happens to be I have seen pictures and visited some synagogues where you do go down. Mr. Shamali said that there was a synagogue in Egypt where you went down. How would you alternatively then explain the line in the Gemara? We are taking it literally that you shouldn't be on a high platform. What does it mean you should rather go down? Many of the Mefarshim suggest that that's a musar. You shouldn't be standing on a high place for several reasons gives you a certain haughtiness and maybe one or two other issues which we'll address in a moment. The low place might have something to do with your mind and your heart. I'm addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a place of piety, humility, realizing that I'm turning to Him and, so to speak, not deserving of my request. Okay, but that means la halakha with regards to the high platform. Shulchan Aruch clearly states a person shouldn't be standing on a high platform when they pray. Now, what is the definition of a high platform? The definition of a high platform, Shulchan Aruch writes right afterwards in Sa'if Bet, he writes, Shi'ur makom gavoa she'amru shelosha tefachim. It's the size of three tefachim, that's a fist width, that's not all that much. It's at most a foot. It shouldn't be more than a foot high. What about when I'm on the bench and the a chair and so forth. Is it the same thing? Provided that it's less than a foot off the ground, it would be permissible. So that's a point of significant detail, which I want to take a moment for right now. So again, Shulchan Aruch then is posek lehalacha. A person shouldn't be standing on a high platform during time of prayer. What's the definition of a high platform? Anything above 3 tefachim. However, even when you're below 3 tefachim, this is significant. He writes in Beit Yosef, quoting from Mahari Abu Hab, provided that you're on anything movable, you cannot stand on it. I repeat, whereas it's a platform, there's a step on the ground, there's something that's a stage of some sort, so then we're talking about 3 tefachim or lower is permissible. If it's a chair, a bed, or something of that sort, even then, when it's below 3 tefachim, below, let's say, a foot, 10 inches or so, it's still a problem. Why is it still a problem? He quotes from Mahari Abu Hab, because a person has tirda in such a circumstance. If it's a movable object, imagine standing on this chair. The chair, although it's somewhat sturdy, it's still not fully sturdy. So where it's sturdy, whereas I'm standing on a stage, provided that's lower than 3 tefachim, you're okay. When I'm standing on a chair, a bed, a bench, even below 3 tefachim, it could be a problem. In Tur, there's not only Beit Yosef who cites that from Mahari Abu Hab, there's also Perisha, another major commentary on the page. He suggests a different reason. He says when it's a step up, there's no problem of what's called there's no problem in such a circumstance of its separation, of this being separated between yourself and the ground. It is the ground that you're standing on. After all, when it came to the Avodah and the Mikdash, Hatzitza, which means separation, was a problem. And therefore, provided that it's actual ground, okay, if it's below 3 tefachim, it's okay. If it's a chair, a bed, or a platform of some sort that's disconnected from the ground, you'd have a problem of hatzitza.
What about the rabbis?
I'm getting there. Good question. You know, everybody's looking at me like I messed this all up. That's right. I was on my way to saying we need to redo the knees. No, not really. So then to summarize, what do we have? Lahalacha. We have a halacha, no standing on a high platform. However, even if it's a low platform, provided that it's movable, and Rama, in fact, throws in these words in Shulchan Aruch, it says, lo al gabe mita, velo al gabe kiseh, velo al gabe safsal, and then you have the words of Rama, Rabbi Moshe Isserles, quoting from Beit Yosef, v'afilu enan givohin shelosha, if it's a movable object, even if it's not 3 tefachim off the ground, it's still a problem for one of those two reasons. Okay, now, last detail for today. Shi'ur makom gavoa she'amru, writes Maran in Sa'if Bet, shelosha tefachim. Now, haya gavoa shelosha, what if it is 3 tefachim or higher? Problem. However, yesh bo arba amot al arba amot. However, it's 6 by 6. 6 by 6 feet, 4 amot by 4 amot. Harehu ka'aliya umutar lehitpalel bo. In such a circumstance, we call that a reshut bifnei atzmo. It gets its own domain, and as a result, there's no problem. We don't look at this and say inappropriate in terms of engagement prayer to God because you're on a high platform. I'm on a platform. I'm on the second floor of a building. That's a problem? No, that's not a problem. I'm on the second floor. I'm on the stage. It's its own platform, provided that it's got more than 6 by 6 feet in terms of width and length. V'chein, im haya mukaf mechitzot. Similarly, and along the same lines, provided that it could be even small, but it's surrounded by mechitzot. It's got walls or gates around it. That too. Imagine it on Shabbat. Even though it's small, but the fact that it's surrounded by walls, it gives it that domain, reshut bifnei atzma, and as a result, afal pi she'en bo arba al arba mutar leitpalel bo, she'en govho nikar kevan shehalak reshut. In such a circumstance, it's its own domain, and as a result, is not seen as separate. I have more than once visited in synagogues where the rabbi, nonetheless, who sits on the stage, when it comes to Amidah, descends. He gets off the stage. Why is he getting off the stage? It seems clear to me that although Al-Pidin and Shulchan Aruch, there'd be no problem to be there. Nonetheless, you might recall the way we began, that the words of the Gemara are not only should you not be standing on a high place, you should be in a low place, which means to say, even if it's permitted, maybe there's a humrah, there's a ma'aluta, there's some sort of ideal way of going down from the stage to the regular ground with everyone else, although Al-Pidin, there'd be no problem. No.
Kal Nidre, we do on the stage.
There's no problem. Again, the stage is no problem. A midat hasidut would be going down if you want to be machmir. Now, our hazan, furthermore, is very clearly on a bima in the middle. Historically, Sfaradi, Bate Knesiot, Middle Eastern ones, are on a platform. Interesting, Mr. Shamali mentioned that in Egypt it went down, but generally speaking, you have them going the oldest synagogue. I'd like to tomorrow, just for a moment or two, address further the structure of synagogues historically. There was and is debate over the course of the last several hundred years with regards to the structure of the knis, where the bima of the hazan is. Right now we addressed the stature of the hazan, in other words, or the status in terms of height. Should it be high or low? Is there a problem with it being high? Generally speaking, there'll be no problem with it being high. Number one, it's going to be more than 6x6. Number two, it's generally speaking surrounded by mechitzot. Our knis, it doesn't go up at all, but even in Batei Knesiot where it does, you have one of those two certainly being fulfilled. Is there beyond that some sort of, again, humrah, as Albert wants it to be? Albert's going to redo our stage in the knis. There could be a humrah, as I mentioned. To the best of my knowledge, it's only one or two rabbis that I've seen who do that. You might watch me when I'm on the stage. I don't go off, even though I love midat hasidut. I believe that the halakha Shulchan Aruch records it is very clear that it's not only mutar, but it seems to me historically this is the way it was done. There were always people on higher platforms, provided that it has arba al arba, or simukaf mechitzot, provided that it's surrounded by walls, or it's 6x6 feet. There's no problem of it being a makom gavoa, because, as we mentioned, it's reshut bifnei atzma. It gets its own domain status. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.